All were taught in secret and at great risk. His paternal grandfather was a tradition keeper of music. A strong, quiet man, Yaron had been, and still was, a respected leader in Iota, the village where Rannan had grown up. He was also a gifted musician who believed it was his duty to teach the young how to play the songs that had shaped the Shalador heart. The province queen who controlled that reserve broke Yaron's hands as punishment for teaching the forbidden, and then broke them twice more. When they healed the last time, Yaron could barely hold a flute, much less play one. But he still taught his grandson, and he taught him well, despite the crippled hands. So this music had been a secret for most of Rannan's life. Even when he admitted to playing the flute, he never played within the hearing of anyone he couldn't trust, and even then, he rarely played the songs of Shalador. Did the queen he now served understand how much trust was required for him to stand here and play the music of his people? Probably not. Lady Cassidy had recognized his reluctance to play, but not even Shira, the Black Widow healer who was his lover, understood how deeply fear and hope had twined in his heart these past few days as the flute's notes